I just don't want to get fired.
Well, who does?
Right.
But YOLO. Do you remember how big that was?
It was pretty big. I remember the first time I was introduced to YOLO was probably the same time I was introduced to Snapchat.
YOLO.
When was YOLO like big? 2013? No.
Do you think it's one of those things where it was before our time, but our generation picked it up like we discovered it like every other generation does?
You want me to look it up?
Like, yeah, sure. But like, you know, like, have you ever played Roadkill? Where, like in elementary, there's a car along the road driving and you try to outrun the car.
That's what that was called? Did anyone die?
But you, no.
Why is it called Roadkill?
Because we ran parallel to the road. Like, we weren't along the road. There was a fence between us, of course. But. So,
2011. Wait.
No, that makes sense. It's been around forever.
Ben Zimmer found the earliest usage of the acronym from 1993 in a trademark filed for YOLO gear. With "You Only Live Once" in small lettering. The acronym was popularized by Drake in 2011.
What?
I know.
That's like fresh out of Disney. Or was he still in it at that point?
No, it wasn't.
Drake?
Drake?
Or was that like 90s when he was in Disney? It was like early 2000s, like Zoe 101 era.
Because, no, that was dumb. Because Thank Me Later was 2010.
Yeah.
Early 2000s when that was.
I was just, no. Do you remember, did you ever see the show or like the Degrassi show? Did you ever watch
the Drake thing?
Yeah.
I was an infant.
I was, but I got to talking about Lab Rats the other day. It's terrible.
Is that the Disney show?
It was one on Disney XD where.
Disney XD.
Zeke and Luther.
I don't think I watched anything on there, to be honest.
Zeke and Luther was the first one I did. Johnny Test was on there for a while.
I thought Nickelodeon.
It was Disney.
Johnny Test?
Mm-hmm. No, wait. What was that Cartoon Network?
Johnny
Test. I will say.
Johnny Test was good, dude. It was a little past my time, but it was good.
It was good. I think my favorite of all time, though.
5-2 out of 10.
Out of all of that, though, I think my favorite was regular show. And I know that's an overused answer.
It was Cartoon Network.
Yeah. I know it's an overused answer, kind of, but I actually really liked it. Mordecai and Rigby. Pops.
I think that was good.
Thanks.
I've never seen a show.
I've done it better, but you know what? You get the point.
If we started the episode right now and it's just Spanish, how long do you think you can go?
Are we doing introductions?
Just start in Spanish. How long can you go?
Hola. Hola.
Si.
Si.
Is that all you know?
Si.
I'm asking you, like, personally.
We wouldn't talk about much. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
There you go.
Where's the library?
Does everyone know that?
I don't know. I also remember Puedo ir al baño. Because our
use the bathroom?
Yeah, our teacher made us ask with like saying that. And then also at the start of class, or like when everyone was talking loud and she'd try to get attention or whatever, she'd go, ¿listos? Which means ready.
Escuchen.
Yeah. ¿Listos? And that's listen, right?
Escuchar is to listen. Correct. Nice job. Dude, in my AP Spanish class, there's no English allowed. Throughout the whole semester.
Yeah, that's how Spanish 4 is for us.
Yeah. You would think that would be insane, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but you also kind of say the same things every day.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
But when you have like 3 or 4 dumbass friends with you, it's English all day and they're just going through stupid shit. But
yeah.
What did I have?
I will talk about how I got humbled today in basketball.
What do you mean? You played great.
Against a 10-year-old.
Yeah, dude, those kids were 12.
I stuffed them once.
That kid was like 6'3", though.
Yeah, the other kid, he was pretty big.
None of them are good, but like, they're young kids.
Yeah, I know. Although, to be fair, I don't play basketball. And when I did...
You definitely don't play basketball.
And when I did, I was benched, okay? And that was middle school.
You did hit like a couple of shots that you had no business making.
The fade, first one ever.
Off the bench, yeah. You were just screaming, running around, shooting.
Brandon! Pass the ball. It was like a slow motion sports movie shot from any Disney movie where it's like the shutter frame.
Dude, you did. You literally looked like High School Musical basketball for a second. That was bad.
That's good. That's good.
I found this bracket on Barstool.
Okay.
You know those random brackets they have? This one I saw, what is the clearest sign that somebody is tough? And I'm going to go through it and see. So there's 16 of them. Okay. 16.
Yep.
One is the cauliflower ear. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The gross looking thing. Or eat steak rare. I kind of like steak rare.
I go medium knowing that it's going to go either way.
So you just say medium?
So I say medium. Most of the time it's more rare than actually medium.
Because when you ask for medium rare, it's always medium because they overcook it. They don't want to.
Right. So I just say medium and then they end up doing rare. That's happened like the last three, four times.
I usually say whatever the person before me says because I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I never go like on the well side
anymore. I'm also the king of ordering something the person before me just ordered to make their job easier because I hate.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll have the exact same thing.
Yeah, even if I do that. If I order a burger and they give me a hot dog, I'm eating the hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm not sending it back. That's horrible.
No, I don't think I've ever sent anything back.
The
closest was when I bit into raw chicken and Steak and Shake. Okay, that I kind of got a replacement meal, but.
Even then, dude, if there's a hair in my, take it out and eat it.
I know. I don't know why people make a big deal about it.
About hair?
I mean, maybe I'm like, oh, that's kind of, not great. But I'll just, like you said.
The one time hair was a problem was when I was working at the jail and I was serving the food in the morning at like 6 a.m. to the inmates. And this one had a fucking nasty hair from the woman inmate that was making it.
Making the hair or? the food.
Making the food. Okay. Some of the women inmates work. Yeah. And they make money doing it. Yeah, and there's hair in this guy's oatmeal. First of all, jail oatmeal, pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
With cockroaches running around, they don't know about it. Dude, walking into the kitchen, getting the food, and kicking a cockroach under the table so none of the inmates see it was the funniest shit in the world.
That's insane. Just
boop. Yeah, boop. Disgusting.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, this person was pissed as a hair in my food. And I go, dude, you're in jail. Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Right.
Yeah, real pissed. I got him another one. Come a nice guy, but... Yeah, I don't know. Cauliflower ear, eat steak rare. What's the clearest sign of somebody's tough?
See, here's the thing, though. Whenever I see cauliflower ear, I immediately think that they're at least somewhat egotistical.
Very.
So maybe it's the rare. Because have you seen...
That's a 16-1. That's a big upset. I definitely think it's the cauliflower ear because eating steak rare has nothing to do with being tough.
That's about right. Because, I mean, if you eat a steak rare, you could just be someone who likes it rare.
That's the picture. Mm. That is like,
that's like still freshly alive. Cut.
It's still alive. But no, it's definitely the cauliflower.
Yeah, that's probably about
Although when I think cauliflower, I just think of wrestling. I don't think like UFC. Like this is.
Oh, I think of McGregor. Kind of McGregor. Yeah.
Drinks coffee black. I do that. Has a barbed wire tattoo. That shit's fucking stupid.
It is stupid, but when the first thing
don't
thought
say
of,
but. That does not mean you're tough.
No, but the first thing that I thought of when he said that was like a big burly biker. That is what you call onomatopoeia.
The biker from the SpongeBob movie? Mm-hmm. He probably had a barbed wire tattoo.
He did. I was like,
where else would you have a barbed wire tattoo?
Neck.
Leg. Neck? That's wicked.
Yeah.
That's awful. I mean, it's probably a barbed wire tattoo. Drinking coffee black?
Yeah, probably.
I drink coffee black. Although I'm lazy to buy creamer.
Also, although my grandpa drank it black and he's pretty tough. So.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we have one on the sample size.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably barbed wire.
Probably.
But yeah, okay. Has scars or smokes cowboy killers. Cowboy killers are the Marlboro cigarette things.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Where are the scars?
I'm saying I want scars.
I want scars too.
So everyone wants scars. I'm going to go that route. I want the eye scar.
Oh, of course. Right.
The
here.
Eye scar.
Right down the middle.
Maybe like at least one to split the eyebrow.
I want a scar so bad in my eye that I don't need an eye patch.
Yeah.
But it still looks cool.
Yeah.
Well, that eye patch is cool.
Yeah, I just don't want to deal with it.
Which I would
you look cool.
Can you wink? Both of them? I can't do both. I can just do a lot.
I mean, this one is a lot clunkier.
Now my eyes are watering thinking about it. That was great.
No, I can do it. It's just, I got to think about it more on this side. I see, I would get rid of maybe my right eye if I had to choose.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But sometimes, stronger. Like, you know the eye test where you hold up a triangle? And, okay, so hold up a triangle. And center something.
Are you going so far? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Center something in it, yeah. Straighten your arms. Center something like an object in the center.
Nutella.
With both of your eyes in it, right? Or like both of your eyes.
I got you.
Close one eye.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I got to reset.
Okay. Close one eye. Did it move?
I can't see it.
Okay. Then your left eye dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I can't close my right eye though on purpose.
Try it. You can't at all.
No. Go to my left.
Okay. Well, then you're going to be one of those people that shoots both eyes open. You have to, but your left eye dominant then.
Can only shoot with moving.
Because if it doesn't move, that means that means it is. What do you want from me? I'm explaining this to you.
My eyes are watering thinking about it.
Then don't think about it. Just listen. Yeah, I give up. Never mind.
I want a scar. Scars are cool. Scars is winning.
It would be
cool.
Well, if you had another scar. Okay, back scars, not like a couple centuries ago, but like
oh, man, you're gonna go there.
But other scars.
Do you have any scars? Actual?
On my finger. See, if I could make this one bigger and around my eye, that'd be sick.
I have one in my left eyebrow.
You probably can't.
Definitely can't. No.
No. But
I have
that's the one.
Oh, I got a big one here.
Oh, that is cool. That's cool.
Do you know how this happened?
It looks like a burn.
Did I tell you a story?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. So, March Madness 2016, when Villanova had the buzzer beater against North Carolina.
Okay.
That night, I was in my friend's basement, fucking around on a treadmill.
Okay.
Fell. Finger got caught in the treadmill.
Oh, it like burned it off, basically?
Yeah, to the bone.
That's.
And I was like, I was in shock. I was like, someone please turn it off. He turned it off, and it was stuck. I couldn't get it out, and they'd like screw it off. Dude, this thing was fucking gross. How embarrassing that was? I got my finger stuck in a treadmill. That's awful.
Well, then just say something else.
I'm trying to figure out what I did say at school. Kind of like a big thing.
Yeah. Well,
it was during baseball. Was it? March Madness, yeah.
You could just say you took out a guy with a knife and he got a swipe off on you.
Yeah, no one is.
No, it's knife's too cut.
Crystal Lake, Illinois. Preppy.
Raccoon?
Right. you think you could take down a raccoon, right?
Yeah. But
I think I'd be scared. Once it would hurt me, I go psycho.
As soon as they stand up, I'm like, oh no, it's in honey badger mode.
Well, I just think of elf.
And then, oh yeah.
That was good. Although, I was going to say scars wins.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, but you know how cool smoking cigarettes look?
Like, it does honestly, look cool. Honestly, it's pretty shitty. Cool.
It's obviously terrible for you, but it does look cool.
Like, especially when you're not even holding it and it's just like barely on your lips and you're speaking while it's on your lips a little bit. Happens in every movie.
Yeah, like Samuel Jackson or, smoking cigarettes in Jurassic Park. That was kind of cool.
Or it's like in the dark, windy, and so you have to cover it up and you do this and you see, see the Zippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to imagine carry on lighters.
I do. Like I do want a Zippo lighter just because. So I can flink.
I do want. Next one. Scars wins, but that's closer
than
it looks.
Scars good.
Big muscles. Says, do we have a problem here? So funny. Both don't really clarify for that. Because toughness is all mental, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So have you seen the scene from Young Sheldon where the dad like answers
beats up
the door?
Kid.
Well, like he answers the door.
Beats up the stepdad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically says that.
Do we have a problem here? Yeah, but that's dad power.
You know yeah, I mean? But also equally.
Like imagine
you see people like fight videos with people with big muscles. And they'll just whiff, and then one like quick hit, and they're on the ground. And then yeah, I don't know. It depends on who has the muscles. Like if it's a big burly dude that has like kind of natural muscle.
If you're a bodybuilder and you can't catch a basketball that's thrown over your head, I just don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't think
catch.
So like obviously you know, we've both been like starting working out more, right?
Yeah,
but I will
I'm just
never
trying to stay. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, grow. I would never let myself get to the point where I lose flexibility.
Yeah, it's
like terrible. I would never sacrifice flexibility.
Like Sam Solik, hilarious.
Yeah,
but I don't get it. Like
he has better flexibility than most bodybuilders.
Yes, he does pull ups and shit.
Yeah,
but still, if you throw if you gave him a baseball glove and threw it above, there's no way he's catching it.
No.
Although, do we imagine like an 18-year-old kid? Do we have a problem here?
We have a problem here.
Which one wins? What is tougher? Clear a sign that somebody is tough.
Overall, in today's society, probably muscles because you know that if someone shows up and says, do you have a problem here? Everyone's just going to start laughing.
Yeah, but mentally, I think they're ready to go.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We got a problem here.
Like, he wouldn't say that if he wasn't ready. So, yeah, probably.
In a fight, big muscles can last a little longer, but, like, at the end of the day.
Because, kind of like you said, if someone's saying that, they're ready for a tussle. But if someone has muscles, it doesn't always mean that they're, like,
what do you think their, like, stance is when they say, do we have a problem here? Their fists go right to the hips.
Yeah, like a dad.
Got a problem here.
Why is your eyebrows?
Got a problem here.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with muscles because it has a better chance of winning later in neurons.
Yeah, probably. But realistically, in real life, it would be, to me, if you have a problem here.
This next matchup, 2 of 15. Eats apples with a knife.
Okay.
Doesn't wear sunscreen. I don't wear sunscreen because I'm lazy.
I don't wear sunscreen, and I made that, like, I'm done making that mistake.
Dude, sun poisoning? Have you ever had it?
Close. Like, where you get the devil's itch, basically, and you start itching, but you can't itch.
You're literally on fire, you're nauseous, and you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, and you can't sleep at all because it hurts.
I had it. You can't put a sheet on you. It's the worst thing in the world.
It was like aloe, and then they said vinegar helps, I guess. I hated smelling like that, so I tried that once.
Do you like salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah, actually, I do. But, you know, actually, what's my favorite chip flavor that I wish more people other than Fritos made? Chili cheese flavor.
Yeah, I know.
But Fritos,
did they trademark
it? I don't know.
They can't trademark
a
flavor.
They can't trademark a flavor. Maybe a title.
What is Cool Ranch? I know it's ranch, but why is it cool? Just because.
Also, is it ranch? It doesn't taste like ranch.
I don't know. Dude, I just know that dust is fucking poison, is really good. Dude.
Or like when you turn the chip over.
Dude, you could shove that fucking dust anywhere, any orifice of my body.
You turn the chip over and it's like the American flag on the back. Like there's just so much color on it.
Oh my God. And you get that little chip, the mega duster in the bottom of the bag. Like,
mega dust.
Dude, I want some Cool Ranch Doritos right now.
They are really good.
We have spicy nacho in there.
Do you?
I like spicy stuff though.
What's the purple spicy nacho? Super spicy?
The purple is the chili one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so there is another flavor of the chili. Okay.
But that's different. It's not chili.
How do we get here from sunscreen?
I don't know.
All right, we're here now. Eating apples with a knife is fucking
cool.
Sick.
It is kind of
that's
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
and winning. Efficient, so I would just do that.
Yeah. I wish I liked apples enough to do that. Has an eye patch.
Okay.
Says, is that all you got after getting hit? That's really bad. It's all you got. What kind of hit? Like football? That's stupid. UFC, it's kind of cool because like you're in a cage.
If someone got like clobbered in the face.
You say clobbered?
Yes. And didn't say anything but smirked, then I would be scared. But if they say it, that's all you got, then it feels like pretentious.
Eye patch wins.
Yeah, eye patch definitely.
I want an eye patch so bad.
I want another story. How'd you lose that? And then you find out it's not gone.
Oh, the eye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that, like, bad to say?
Nah. What, like, call him out on it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, definitely. Because it's, like, if you see someone without an arm, how'd you lose it? Like, you're not.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, someone who's, like, hobbling, and it's, like.
You'd rather lose an arm than a leg, yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Like, see, you.
I have a badass prosthetic leg.
Oh, that's true. But, yeah, because, yeah, I would want to lose, my lower part of the leg. If I lose the knee.
Go arm.
I would go arm.
Lower leg, then arm, then the whole leg.
Okay. Yeah.
Next one is teardrop tattoo. Oh, sorry about that. Fiddles with a toothpick. I've known some people with teardrop tattoos. Jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all tough. They go in the hole. They don't stop crying. Mm. And the actual teardrop becomes an actual tear.
Like they feel bad?
No, they just start screaming. Don't shut up. Because they're in the hole. And there's not tough.
Yeah. So it's like a, oh no, I'm caught type of cry.
Well, it's like my life is over. Yeah, you're going to do shit. I'm like, all right, let's go. Take them to the hole. Then they get mad because the hole sucks, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally in there.
What is the hole?
It is, they call it the hole. But it's called ISO. Oh. Isolation. You take this person, you put them in a room. You shut the door. There is a window.
Okay.
You can have lights on or off. You can ask the control person. Depends how nice they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there all day. Nothing.
They're
given toilet paper when they need it. They have they're given sheets at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not allowed to have them during the day. And they just sit there.
They had nothing. One of those in my middle school, actually.
I highly doubt that.
No, it was called the White Room. And there was just a desk and a one-way window on the door. Yeah.
For what? Time out?
Like for kids that like...
Basically, that's going to help them.
Like basically if they did something that was suspension or expulsion worthy, but they haven't made the decision, they throw them in there.
Okay.
Which, so there wasn't really anything often, but like as elementary kids, we would tour the middle school and they would take us on this tour through the office to this white room, and like the type of fluorescent bulbs in there, it's like 1972. Oh, yeah. And it's the like an old it's desk like that they all, yeah. And it's like an old desk that they always forget to replace when they replace every other desk. Oh, so it's been there for like three generations.
That's a scary fuck. Is it haunted?
I don't know. It's literally a 6x3 room.
Yeah, it's ISO.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Also, what do you think the minimum amount of time spent in ISO is? Like, someone's in trouble. Let's go to ISO.
Probably 12
hours. You cuff them and you put them in and you take all their stuff and bring it.
I'm going to guess 12 hours.
3 days. Minimum. Some people are in there for weeks.
Really?
That doesn't help the process. No. But it makes people behave, though. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
That just kind of makes them descend and they're like chaos.
It's a whole pain, too. You throw someone in ISO, you can grab all their stuff. The craziest part about ISO is when you're removing someone.
Mm.
So let's say they're fucking around past curfew. You go in there, let's go. You cuff them. They usually fight back. Like,
yeah.
They don't
give you a hard time.
Yeah. Once you take them, you're usually alone. You're not supposed to be alone. You just have another person with you, like guard, but no one wants to work in a jail. So take them. By the time you bring them to the hole,
yeah,
the other people start stealing all their shit.
Oh.
Oh, it's war. They go and steal everything. And before I get back, and they act like, oh, there's nothing was there.
Mm.
Then you bring all their stuff to ISO, and they're like, where's my shit? And like, oh, there's nothing there. And then it's just a cycle.
Isn't it kind of crazy how like broken everything is like that? Not to get deep, but like.
I think it's crazy how the process of jail is just not really known.
Yeah.
Because no one's really thought about like day by day.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to jail. Then I'm going to a hearing or prison or something.
Both people are in Gen Pop, though, which is a bunch of other fucking inmates that are like no cage or nothing. You can go outside whenever you want.
Unpaid parking tickets and citations.
No.
Petty theft.
Like, actually, there was a guy, I'm not going to say the name, but for child pornography and no one knew who was in there. And he was like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, but they would kill him if they found out. That's probably why.
Kill. But this guy would be damaged. No. Bunch of stuff, like DUIs. Some drug stuff. Like, it's actually, honestly, it's good behavior goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Literally it. And it literally free. Like, 85 people just running around in one room.
Really?
There's no fence between you and the inmates.
Hmm.
That was kind of scary. Like, it's just you behind this desk.
Yeah.
And 85 inmates running around.
That is kind of weird.
You're all alone.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
At first, it was kind of scary. But then eventually I was like,
how many of them talk to you?
If they hit me, guess what's on their sentence? Like insane amount. They get screwed.
Yeah. Isn't it like a 7 year plus thing?
I think it's like, it depends what happens, but it's definitely years.
Yeah.
I think Teardrop Tattoo definitely does it though. Cause if they have it, they've probably been to jail.
Probably.
And they know how jail works, which means they're smart, which means watch out.
Yeah.
Dude, all inmates are smart as fuck.
Mm.
Like
just smart, in a legal way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like weirdly smart. Oh, yep. Totally different. Toothpick. Get the fuck out. Joe Pesci, get out of here. All right. Doesn't react to pain. Has rough hands.
See, I think the crazier part or the scarier kind of part pain? Is
physical?
if someone with the big brilliant hands, right? I'm liking that word today.
The hands that like...
and they do get hurt and then they make like some sort of Hulk Hogan roar, right? Or a Vin Diesel... And like a grunt.
That was good.
Thanks. And then they're angry with their big hands after this got hurt.
I agree, but I think doesn't react to pain has a shot to win this whole thing.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what the pain is from.
Is it physical or it's definitely physical, right? It's not like emotional. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go with that one as a more realistic answer.
All right, next round: cauliflower ear or barbed wire tattoo?
Cauliflower.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's a terrible, I mean, that still doesn't, that means you fought before at some level.
Have you seen one of, like a cauliflower ear drained?
Oh, dude. Are you one of those guys that likes watching it?
No.
Me either, it's disgusting. Do you like watching like, the Dr. Pimple Popper shit?
No.
Dude, my brother fucking loves it.
Yeah, my mom does too.
I want to.
I can't. That's horrible. I see it and I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
where it's half like pus and half like liquid.
That made my mouth.
And then the first comment was in my mouth.
Yeah, that just made my mouth water in a bad way. Like thinking of what you just described, because I can think of, because I had a TV show on it. Although that one was more like severe cases of like huge cysts or well, it was in my house. Like my mom watched it, so I like would come up to get food after a 13-hour Minecraft session or something, and then I'd see that and I'm like, oh.
Although I do sometimes watch those people popper videos. But the whole video, they're just massaging it, and they never pop it.
Yeah, I know.
And the comments are furious.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Get off your phone.
Have you seen the, like, scrapes? Especially on people's noses. They'll, like, take, like, some sort of, like, spoon thing and scrape it all out. Oh, my God. Nope. Nope. No. Moving on. What's the next one?
Scars and big muscles. Scars.
Scars.
Scars. I want scars.
Scars is experience of something. So I'm always going to go towards that.
Scar so bad.
I know. But I don't want to I don't want to go through the pain of it, really.
I don't care.
I mean, it depends.
That's how cool a scar is.
If I know I'm not going to die right when it happens, then I'm good. Or if it doesn't, like, deform me crazy. But I do want...
Like, yeah, I don't want like, to take a bath that night. But I definitely want to be scratched by, like, a panther or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
good. Or, like, three claw marks across the chest. That'd be a crazy story. Or, like, on the shoulder blade back.
But no one could see it.
Until you went to the pool.
Although seeing people's reaction the first time you take your shirt off would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would.
God, I want to be attacked by a tiger and live. Eating apples with a knife or eye patch? Ooh.
I see. I'm imagining both at one time.
That's sick.
Someone with an eye patch going.
And they have to eat it off the knife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the cut.
Yeah.
Eye patch is 24/7. That is only when you're eating an apple.
The apple's got more shock value, though.
That's true. Although eye patch, you look at a guy with an eye patch, like, oh, look at that.
Yeah. I'm a go eye patch because I think, like, because there was somebody on campus who recently got an eye patch, and they were like...
Did you see him before the eye patch?
Yeah.
Did they need an eye patch?
I don't know. I think something happened that I didn't see, like some sort of accident, and then they, like, because they had gauze on their eye for a while.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was like a Carl Grimes incident.
I was about to say.
Or like.
Oh, dude, Carl didn't look tough though.
No, although.
Too big of a hat.
That part did look tough where he was like looking down and you just see the blood and then he looks up.
That was cool.
That was cool. But then when he's like, Dad, then it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, and then he killed everyone.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And the blonde chick died.
We all, yeah, I know. I didn't care. I didn't really care about that. But all of us want to be like Rick Grimes or Joel in Apocalypse. Although Rick Grimes, so Joel is bigger, right? Like probably.
Joel doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Rick Grimes, when he goes murder beard mode.
Yeah. The prison and the Alexandria. After that, I was like, this is just repetitive.
When Laurie died, that was insane.
That was nuts, dude. It was pitch black and he's just, come here. Cleared out the whole prison.
Makes me want to hatch it.
Yeah.
Although, what would you have? A sword would be sick.
And zombies?
But I wouldn't want to be like...
It'll get stuck.
You know, I wouldn't want to
do
that.
It's tiring.
I do kind of like Carol's knife, where it has like the brass knuckles on it.
And how stupid a crossbow is, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's awful.
He just has it because it's his signature thing. Just like Rick's... I mean, like Rick's gun, his revolver is cool, but like...
Bullets.
Yeah, that would suck.
No, a sword that cuts through cleanly like a katana, I'm down.
Yeah.
If it gets stuck, bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a couple of times where Michonne was like stabbing.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
They'll get stuck.
Yeah.
Eye patch. You're going eye patch? I'll go eye patch.
Yeah.
Teardrop tattoo or doesn't react to pain? Doesn't react to pain.
Yeah, probably. Because, well, for example, say you got the two guys in a room, right? And there's, well, say they're both in jail. Yeah. And there's a huge jail brawl. And the guy with the teardrop gets hit with a metal food tray. He goes, ah.
It's not metal.
Right? Well, in the movies they are. So say it is, right?
Okay.
And then the other guy, like a triple tray. Whoops! And he sits there and he goes,
yeah.
Is that all you got?
They're plastic.
Yeah. No, I think pain. The thing with pain is that you have to see them like experience not something like, that would
not,
be painful.
Like, this doesn't react. So like, not like holding it in, like, but like actually just, you know, smirking or something.
Yeah. Like, not a muscle difference.
Yeah. So that wins. Okay. Then it's cauliflower versus scars.
I'm going to go scars still.
I want scars too.
Scars, I mean, they both show experience, but scars.
Both are technically
like,
scars, right?
Yeah, I think so. Damage to the body.
What is a cauliflower? What is that?
It's some sort of fluid.
It looks like a burnt Pop-Tart.
Well, it's like cartilage damage. So it's some sort of like fluid that fills it, and that's why you have to drain it. And I just.
With a syringe? How much money would you drink that?
Oh, don't say that.
How much money?
No.
Come on. Higher, lower, 1,000.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
50.
Higher.
100.
Higher.
$100,000.
It could be Conor McGregor's. And
it doesn't matter who it is. It's disgusting. Million.
1.3 mil is the bottom line.
1.2, you wouldn't take it?
Let's go in the middle, 1.29.
So like, a million.
Yeah.
900,000? Mil. Okay. Okay. $1 million. I would take like.
I need to see that seventh figure, you know.
I would do 500K.
Yeah.
Okay, scars. And then
but after tax.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's big. Eye patch versus doesn't react to pain.
Has there been any like henchmen with eye patches that are just kind of like, I'm thinking too much into movies, but I think they'd have a pretty good fight, but eye patch guy still feels pain whether you can see it or not. So
eye patch, there's just so many instances where eye patch could look so freaking awesome or look so stupid.
Yeah.
It's got black, right? There's no like blue.
Have you ever seen a different one?
No, because black means pirate. Pirates are cool. But they're also, you know, rapists and alcoholics. But
I wonder if it's like more realistic in reality and in society to have a skin tone.
Yeah, that would look so stupid.
There might be people that have it.
I don't get a black one, look like a pirate.
You should get a black one and then on.
Although, if I get an iPad.
I was about to say, write something on the inside, but it doesn't matter. That's my bad.
No, what I was going to say is. If I got an eye patch, I'm going with the whole pirate look. I'm going to try
like
to get
Jack
facial
Sparrow?
Hair. Facial hair, I can't, but I'll try.
Braid it?
I ain't braiding it facially. Like, I would get a peg leg.
Somehow. So you would lose your leg to get a peg leg because
I
wouldn't
purposely lose a leg, but I would take some life choices that are riskier.
Mm-hmm. If it happened, I mean, I didn't do it.
Don't be mad. Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess, you know?
Or I think rectal pain wins, though.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Although, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the final, the 4 seed having scars or the 6 seed doesn't react to pain. Scars do look tougher.
Scars look so tough, dude. I just want one so bad that I want to win.
I want to face one that doesn't look like I got eaten by a shark.
I don't want one that's like just on the cheek.
Really?
That looks like what would be the top of a beard line. Like, I don't want one of those. And I also don't want one that's like horizontal on my forehead.
Harry Potter?
Well, his isn't horizontal.
I know, but like, I'm like, would that be cool? Yeah. If you're the chosen one.
But if you had that exact scar, people would think you drew it on. All the time because of Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not. It was Voldemort. But that would be sick. Any scar that on the face that is pretty cool, I think.
I was going to say, I want a scar that looks like when I customize a character in a video game.
Yeah.
I want that one.
If you were to lose, though, like any sort of like body part. So, for example, it could be like a finger or like an ear. Ooh, you know what? Maybe a notch in the ear wouldn't be so bad.
A notch?
Yeah. So say like you took like a bullet and it grazed.
Okay.
And it's like a little notch.
I have a little notch.
From a bullet?
No. When I was really young, like still growing. It's right here.
Tyson?
No. You not see it?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
That thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone pulled it when I was in kindergarten or like preschool. And I just growed into that.
Oh, that's weird. They must have did something with the cartilage then.
Yeah. I remember the name too.
Yeah, probably shouldn't say that.
He had a really loser name.
There was a kid that I met. His name was Donovan.
Billy Donovan?
No, his first name was Donovan. And I saw him like...
It's a long first name.
And I saw him probably last time in first grade. And he's just that one person that I never talked to back then. And I still remember somehow. I still remember what he sounds like. Oh, one
of
those
CPUs they grew up with?
Yeah.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah, where you just like remember what he looks like, remember what he did and sounded like, but never talked to him and you've never seen him.
He was always right here.
Like since then. Yeah. He was like a mandatory loading screen when you wanted to talk to your friends. You're like a some sort of interaction in the story.
I have a list from Ranker, the greatest movie villains of all time,
mm-hmm.
and the public. So okay. It's not your opinion. Right. Can you give me some of them? See if you get, there's 10 of them.
Oh.
Of all, like, think super basic.
Okay, so Vader's probably on there and Voldemort.
So Vader's number 2. No Voldemort.
Because, to be fair, Voldemort's iconic, but he sucks as a villain.
The actor was sick.
No, he is sick.
He didn't do anything.
Exactly. Well, he killed people, right?
Although, whenever he was around, everyone was like, which was kind of cool, but like.
But also, think about what he accomplished. He made a team that lost.
Strike fear into people's lives.
Yeah, but then he made a huge team of people called Death Eaters, which sounded sick, lost to a high school.
They were old.
It wasn't even high school, but like, you know, well, in there, it was
that
like
final battle scene was so fucking that was sick. Awesome.
And the music was amazing. I loved the whole scene.
I've always wanted to do that spell.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Super basic.
Probably Thanos.
Number 4.
Trying to think of who number 1 is right away. Joker. See, Joker, yeah, he's a villain, but he never...
Dude, that trailer, I'm that down. That does it.
Fully Ado or something like that.
They're all
just
singing around. They're all creeped out.
I like that spin on Harley Quinn. Because
I like the whole thing.
Do you know the original, like, what Harley Quinn is supposed to be?
The only thing, like, her, like, origin?
Yeah.
I just know that she was, like, some... Did she meet Joker in prison as some lover or something? That's all I kind of...
Well, she was his therapist.
Oh, I didn't know
Dr.
that.
Dr. Harleen Quinzel. I didn't know that. And then she descended into like madness because of him.
Was
like,
there a movie that like showed that?
Or probably Suicide Squad.
Honestly,
it's
probably a video game. I think it was...
It might have been Arkham.
No, she was around before that. She was doing front flips and shit. Yeah. That game is so awesome.
But no, it was that. But in this one, it looks like she's already crazy. And they meet in the loon.
And they're like famous.
Yeah.
I saw they were walking up the stairs together and everyone's taking photos.
Yeah. So I think...
I can't wait for this.
All the events he did in the beginning, in the first movie, right, are what made him famous. And then she already knows about him when he comes in. So that whole like descent into madness, they might play it off as like her, like, yeah, I agree with what he's doing or something. But Gaga playing that is kind of perfectly fitting for that universe, in my opinion. She can play like deranged well based on the trailer that I saw for that. Who's the guy in Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal Lecter.
Yep.
Number 3, it's high. So now you got all of these you know very well.
How many Marvel ones are there?
There is one more Marvel one.
Okay. Ultron?
Nope.
Killmonger?
Nope. He's not really a villain. Argue.
Is it like in the main MCU?
From the first Avengers movie.
Oh, the Loki?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not really a villain.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's more of like a anti-hero.
He's just a guy.
He's
a guy never learns.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't remember all of them. I'm not going to lie with you.
Sauron.
Yeah.
Okay. Star Wars?
There's another Star Wars. Darth Maul. Darth Sidious.
His political name?
Oh, Chancellor Palpatine. Yeah. I just figured I'd do Maul first to get like the lower end of the list.
This next one's from a horror movie and book.
Like the Conjuring universe or?
No, from Stephen King.
Pennywise.
Yeah.
Did you like part 2 or chapter 2?
I loved it.
I did too. I don't know why people didn't.
I understand why people don't like it.
I mean, it wasn't as like.
Have you read the book, It, by Stephen King?
Yeah. Not all of it, but I read.
So the first scene in that book. Is the first scene of the second movie.
Yeah, I know how it goes back and forth in the book instead.
So awesome, dude. That book's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's animated. 90s animation.
Disney?
We were just talking about them. Kinda.
Disney?
Yeah.
Princess movie.
No, it's animals. It's like the most famous fucking
MMA film. Oh, Scar?
Scar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to be Scar.
You wanted to be Scar?
I didn't want to kill the dad.
Yeah.
But like...
Be like kind of like the dark...
I just wanted the Scar.
The dark lion kind of with the Scar. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Does any lion look like that?
Like more melanistic?
Super black mane and like kind of red? That's what he looked like.
Maybe like some sort of genetic mutation. Like there's melanistic
foxes.
How do
you get the Scar?
I don't know. Did it explain that?
I don't know.
Also, I never watched the live action one.
I did. In theaters.
Did Scar look cool in that or no?
I loved the movie. Because also, Childish Gambino was Simba.
Yeah.
And Beyonce was... Like, I
yeah,
loved
it
the
was
whole
a
production.
Stacked cast, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Josh Gad.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
I can see people I didn't like it. It was literally just a light. It was the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Although, what I will call... what I do think is kind of BS is how much they changed Mulan for the live action.
Yeah, but it looked kind of cool. I didn't see it.
It did look cool, and I did watch it.
Was it good?
If you don't think about that it is derived from the animated version, yeah. Then it's good.
Okay.
But when you know what they cut out, then it's not.
Some things don't deserve to be animated, like live action. Like Moana. Thank you.
That's quick. That. They're making the second one and the live action one at the same time. Why do that? Why?
Rocking it?
Yes. He's literally reprising his role.
Why? We don't need to do that. The first one was good. Because
he's
still going.
Yeah.
Don't know the music, but. All right. Last one from a Tarantino film.
Like Kill Bill?
Nope.
In there?
It's people's favorite Tarantino movie. It's not mine, but Brad Pitt's in it. Nazis.
I don't know. What is it?
The Hans Landa guy. The Inglourious Bastards.
Oh.
The Nazi soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, which I see why.
No, those are cool villains and all, but I don't think... There's villains that have a bigger impact in certain things. Like, for example...
Skarsgård in Dune Part 1 and 2. He was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, him. Although that list might... I mean, how updated is that list?
I
My Iraqis.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Killmonger was good.
Killmonger.
But also he wasn't like straight up villain.
I don't like Michael B. Jordan that much either.
I think he's somewhat dry of an actor, in my opinion.
I don't think he's that good of an actor.
No. He does what I can't, that's for sure, but still.
Like, what, lift a train?
Well, that, but also act.
Oh, okay.
What other villains do you think like deserve to be on that?
The wolf from... Puss in Boots.
That, yeah.
But it's... I'll even go with the mom from Coraline, dude.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Well, from the other world.
Yeah.
The underworld.
The evil mom. The cupboard world.
Have you watched that movie as an adult?
Yeah, I did watch it like last year.
So good.
Yeah, it's still
good. Was that with you?
I don't remember. But it is good. Like, it still holds up just the same. In fact, it's even better when you notice some more things when you're older.
Yeah, it's even more terrifying now.
Yeah.
I was watching as a kid, like, oh, yeah.
Well, and like...
She sewed his mouth.
And then the first interaction with the dude upstairs, with the rats, that creeped me out. That was like the first thing that truly creeped me out when I watched the movie when I was younger and now.
When I was younger, when she came down the stairs trying to talk to her dad and the dad was like locked up and couldn't speak.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was creepy.
Go back in the hole. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Was there any like... Did they even explain anything?
No. Okay. It just happened because...
It's probably better that way.
Yeah. But that's kind of how his movies are.
Who's so, him?
Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah. I have a question on here. I wrote this during Christmas.
Okay.
It's April.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a rap presence?
Okay.
How good of a rapper?
This is a sensitive topic every Christmas because I'll rap something and someone in my house or someone I know, that's terrible. You need to learn how to rap.
You sound like a white ant.
I have a few. But yeah, let's do this. You have a rectangle like a shoebox.
Like a box.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you unroll this and you...
Do you put it in the middle of the wrapping paper?
See, I used to do that. I graduated from that.
I'm still there. Okay. I can't pass it.
Okay. So, you know, how's the grid, right?
Kinda.
Usually.
I don't notice it, but I know there's one.
Yeah. So what I do is I line it up on the grid or by half grid or whatever so that when I fold the side up, it is like,
a quarter across the top.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, like barely to the top.
Okay.
So that when I wrap it all the way around, I know that the length of each side will fold over itself.
Oh, you're really dissecting this.
So I don't do it over the edge. Otherwise, you'll wrap it on top of the whatever side, and it won't look as good, right? There'll be like a little lip there.
Okay.
So I do that on all sides. And then the issue is when...
It's the issue.
Is when you have it like... Say you have it wrapped, and you have it vertical now. Okay. And you have, say the box height is here, but the wrapping paper is up here.
Yeah.
That's where it gets ugly.
Oh, no.
That's where it gets so ugly, right? I just fold the corners down, yeah. And then I fold this way and this way, and it looks decent, okay. But I can't get the creases tight enough.
Do you
really
care? Or do other people care and it gets in your head?
Yeah. Okay. But also, I have this thing kind of, right, where I don't want people to be like, oh, yeah, that's from Bryce without even looking at the tag because of how I wrapped it.
Oh.
Like I somewhat.
The tag. Oh, you still.
So we host Christmas.
If you're getting a present for your mother, you have a sibling?
Yeah.
Sister?
Sister.
If you're getting a present for a sister.
Yeah.
You're getting a tag? Are you just writing it out with marker or what are you doing?
We have like Christmas tags. Christmas is huge in my house. Well, we host Christmas for our extended family.
Every year?
Yes. Like since birth. And it's like this whole
arena. You open presents with, wait, hold on. Christmas morning.
There's like 20 people there.
Every Christmas morning?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yes.
What we do is have a Christmas party like a week before with all the family, and then everyone fucking goes their separate ways, and by the 25th, it's just your family.
No, we all come to my house.
That's insane. That's like Christmas vacation shit.
Like, I have a cousin that comes from Minnesota every year to do this.
Okay, well, it's not that far.
And when I'm halfway down Illinois, it is.
Yeah, but you're acting like it was California.
Still like 6 hours.
No, what I do, since birth, we do this marker to person from this person.
Yeah.
Now I just put a fucking letter and send it down the tree. I put box in middle wrapping paper, wrap it all up, scrunch
do you,
it.
Do you sign it from yourself at all?
No. Nah. Everyone knows.
Oh. Okay. Like by your wrapping? That's my point.
Oh. No. They'll pick it up and they'll see a letter and Z, yeah. Zach. Well, I'd put a line through it because I have a brother named Nick and it's
the end. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Z.
I gotcha.
Z, N. M and D, mom and dad.
Is that the only time you put a line through Z?
Legitimately.
Yeah. Dude, what's up with that?
Do you put lines through sevens?
No.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's a line through seven in our logo, I think.
Well, that's because it works.
You're trying to look for it.
Yeah, it's here. Not there. That's only in the video, okay? But I think it's just because it goes well with the plus. Oh, wait, no, that's right on the seven.
It's with the E's.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Justin about that.
No, S-E-7-E, and it goes
with... Oh, okay.
Yeah, Justin designed it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't...
I remember when we conceived this idea.
Do you put line... That was a wild night. Do you put a line on top of a J? Capital J?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's my name, Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Because I like writing it.
How do you do a Q, a lowercase Q?
Like you're starting a G, and then mostly straight, but with a little tail.
You do a little tail? I go like this. I go back up.
I don't go back up that much.
Like I pivot.
Like when it's mostly straight and like back a little bit, kind of like a cowlick. Okay. That's when you know. Like here, look at my finger split real quick. This, like kind of like that.
Oh, just a little hang.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get some ink.
I would say like my dick, but we're pretty straight. It could have been a really good joke, but it's an arrow.
And then G. I go kind of extra. I go, well, it's better with a pencil. But like when I do a G, I go like back through
the line you made.
Like I'm tying a knot.
Have you ever thought about your handwriting this much, like in a while?
I actually think about it kind of a lot.
Dude, were you one of those elementary kids like me that changed your handwriting like twice every year?
I still do. Not quite that much, but like
you're in school.
But like my Y's change. Sometimes I'll do line, and sometimes I'll do the.
Okay, so I used to do
the fluid.
You with me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to show this. I used to do a regular Y.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did one of these.
What was that again?
You see that?
Say it again. Do it again.
Okay. You with me?
Yeah.
So it's like here, Why? And I go like that. Like a little hump. I do everything.
Why?
Because my substitute teacher in like third grade that came in did that. I'm like, this is sick. And I changed
it. Oh, so it's like a little bit of an extra little like enchantment book thing.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Because like how I write my Fs is like an italic F on anything computer where it's like, but not that. Like, it's like almost
we
like.
We have whiteboards under our feet.
Get them out.
Okay. I got yours.
Okay, thanks. Let's
get you one. I got it.
So, right, I got.
I was like, how can we show this?
Wait a minute. Okay. So, what were we talking about?
Okay. Which so, one? My why yeah. now is like. Fuck that up.
Nope. We have to write it. We have to set it down.
Okay, a regular Y is just a regular Y.
Okay.
Okay. I used to do that too. Yeah, I went through that period.
This is mine that I do. But when I'm in math,
it changes. Oh, for like why you go? I'm excuse.
No, there's no reason. I just interchange it on accident every time.
Okay.
Because like when right after I write X,
Rick. All right.
Right after I write X, then my next thing is to do that.
Whoa, that's boring. How was this?
Yeah, that's like W, but in an alternate universe.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
It's like playing Portal with letters.
How do you do an 8? Draw it.
Like the pattern?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty boring with it.
We're good.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know anyone that does...
The circles? Yeah, it drives me nuts.
I used to do that.
Do you do that, Brandon? How do you write an 8? Do you do circles?
No. What? Do you do one motion or do you do two circles? One motion.
Okay. Like infinity on a side. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Or it's standing up.
Is that your favorite number? Do you like to flick it?
This is when you give it a little Brazilian butt lift.
Is there anything else that's insane?
How do you write lowercase L? Do you give it the tail or do you just...
I ain't giving it a tail.
Okay, wait. Write your name. Do you write it like half cursive, half not? Like, do you connect the letters, but
without thinking about it?
Yes.
What am I putting my name on?
Say you're just say you're.
I need some context.
Legit, just say you're like putting your name on a piece of paper for like some sort of note taking thing, and you're in some college.
I graduated. Class. I really need the context. It's
okay.
Really
say
matter.
You're in some sort of seminar for your job.
Okay, like a meeting.
And you're required to submit a notes list with your name on it. How are you writing your name? Okay, so you pick it up. Okay, kind of.
Cursive L.
Okay.
See, Jared Lindquist, cursive L. Everything else is normal.
See mine? You have to watch it.
Oh, I just go straight down. Yeah. I don't even go back up.
Yeah.
I thought I went back up.
So if you watch this, okay? This is tough because I'm lefty.
Okay.
This is how I...
Okay, show it.
So okay, now I need to do it better.
Oh, my God, dude. Whoa, that's kind of hot.
But you can't tell what's an E and a C.
That's all cursive.
But none of them are, other than
that
C.
That was like Ryu.
Other than C, that's the only actual cursive letter.
Do you know cursive?
Except for the weird ones.
Cursive capital G, go.
Isn't it like something like... this with the big belly and then there's like something else.
do they still teach it?
No.
You're not for sure?
Yeah,
my sister.
4 years younger than me.
They don't
do that anymore.
So what was the point of that?
I don't know.
Mrs. Maxwell deliberately fucking taught me cursive in second grade.
It's satisfying for my last name. Although it looks like I have two T's in my last name.
Your light bulb doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. I did that earlier.
That was scary. Have you known that? Yeah. Context. A room. Light bulb is terrifying. Can we stop that? It's terrifying. I don't like that. Poltergeist.
Mama.
That's a good fucking movie. Jessica Chastain, dude. Is that how you say your name?
Chastain. That's how I've heard it.
Chastain sounds cooler.
Yeah.
Zero Dark Thirty. Chastain.
Stain.
Interstellar. Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
Mama. What else? Mama. Martian. God.
Martian.
Ooh. Some bangers, dude.
So the guy who made Martian.
Yeah.
Is making... well, wrote another book about something in space, and that's being turned into a movie, and apparently that book has better ratings than the Martian book.
Okay.
And,
the Aragon book
and
has
Leo,
better ratings for a
I think
books,
Leo's right? supposed to star in it.
Is he in anything bad?
No.
Anything. His worst movie, 3, 2, 1. Romeo and Juliet, but
like something super early. Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
Don't look up. I think rating wise is the worst, but
his part was good.
The movie's hilarious. I know why people hated it because politics, whatever. But
yeah,
nice try. I don't think it matters.
No,
that matters more than this. This is cool.
Hinterland, but yeah, there, I don't. Well, how do you write Z? Just straight up, boop beep boop.
Yeah, it's a zigzag.
Yeah, there's some people that make it like curvy.
You see that video that goes? I think it's Basement Yard. It goes like this.
Basement, who does that?
Frankie said he does it. He doesn't do it.
But no, that there's no way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anything else weird. I go super fast.
No, I do too, usually.
No.
Like although,
fast.
Quality suffers. Yeah,
do you look, too? Like, you're taking notes, do you look?
I don't. Sometimes. If it's, like, math, I will.
Math, yeah.
But if it's, like, just notes, no.
Like, psychology? Well, I did... For psych, I did all typing.
Typing, yeah.
But I don't... Do you look when you type still? I work for a living typing, so I don't.
Not usually. Sometimes I can tell when I messed up, but then I already forgot where I messed up. So, then I'll
so look I'm down. Getting to the point where I know where I messed up, and I backspace the perfect amount back, and then start over.
That's insane. I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm getting there. But I just... The whole day. Literally like Mr. Incredible in that cubicle. It's funny. You know what's crazy?
What?
I think I might have had the same job as him. What was he?
He was something. Insurance. He was something in insurance, and it may have been.
He might have been selling it. He might have been.
I don't know if he was salesman or adjuster. I don't know.
Holy shit! That'd be so cool if I had the same job as fucking Bob.
Mr. Incredible.
Dude, the scene where he fixes the pencils will always be in my head.
Yeah.
I don't need this anymore, do you?
No. It's like Peter Dinklage, but not because of that. But
who
like,
voiced that?
I don't. Not. It was the guy that voiced. It was the guy.
He was a claim adjuster. No fucking way.
That's insane.
Why? What was he yelling at him about? Do you know?
It's because he chose in the movie that Bob was letting him off easy and like.
Okay, so he was not investigating hard enough and just giving people money.
Yeah,
I do that now. I don't do that now.
He threw him a candy. No, candy.
That wasn't the fireballs on the table. You're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a candy bowl, and there's two fireballs in the candy bowl.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is Maker's Mark.
Make your mark on the world. Remember Disney?
That went fast.
Yeah, it did. Remember Disney had...
I yelled, by the way.
These, like, showcase things, the TTIs, the Time Eye, and it was, like, some sort of story, and Steven Yeun was on there? Or no?
You're talking to the choir here. That, why'd you eat it like that?
All in one, or what?
You finger lick? I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah, but I am a little grossed out because I just used my finger to erase. So there's Expo in there. But
it was going good for you.
Yeah, it's erasable.
Yeah, I want a marker that smells good so bad.
Oh, Mr. Sketch markers. What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, it's empty. Blueberry?
Yeah, that's I think universally the best one.
Yeah.
But do you remember in school, if you had them, those shape things, and it was like something grams, and it was different
color. Banana grams?
No. It was different color shapes, and for some reason, I remember a yellow trapezoid.
Okay. Whoa, the plastic things that are like translucent?
Yes.
Those were so fun to play with.
Yes.
Those were so fun.
I don't know why I remember that. But then also...
I remember the fucked out.
Or
the... 22. Or remember the overheads. We still had overheads.
Yeah.
Like you roll them on the cart.
Yeah. Or like the ones where like they'd write.
Do you remember math boxes?
Math boxes.
Math boxes. Do you remember that shit?
Is that like the sheet where you have like to write them as fast as you can?
No, every page there's like six boxes of math problems, and that's where your homework was.
Oh yeah,
it's a big fucking book. Ours, ripped it out.
Ours weren't in boxes though, but
they were math boxes or nothing. That's what it was called.
Oh,
so no.
I remember in our school we had. This like especially when we were learning addition, subtraction, and multiplication and division and stuff, we would have a sheet of like however many problems, and it was like in lines like this.
Yeah.
And we would do them in a like timed, like how many we could do in a minute.
Do you remember when you're learning how to do cursive?
Yeah.
It was a top line, a middle line, and the bottom line. You had the trace.
Wasn't that paper so hard to write on as a kid?
Yeah, and you get the shittiest. Yeah, what was that paper?
I don't know.
Filmy.
You're like
it was like sandpaper.
Yeah, you had to like really press down for the pencil.
That
to
was
even
so
show up.
Frustrating. Yeah,
because none of us
you
had,
thought it was the pencils. It wasn't the pencils. It was the paper.
None of us had mechanical pencils. We had Ticonderogas.
Number twos.
Yeah, And so we were like
Dixon Ticonderoga.
And then your wrist and hand would be on fire because yeah, you're like trying to make it show up. Yeah, what was that? Why would you do that?
Holy shit. I have that pain like
But then the math workbooks were like perfect writing paper. Oh,
clean, dude.
Yeah.
Weren't allowed to use like pens?
Mm-mm.
Pencils in case you make a mistake.
I remember.
I had a school mentality. If I make a mistake, I make a mistake and move on.
I remember.
I was, sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Test taker? How are you?
I mean, I'm fine.
No. I finish first. I don't care how good I do.
No, I don't do that.
First.
I don't do that.
First. Every time.
I don't do that.
One, everyone thinks I'm smart. Definitely. B, C, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah, first. If I get it wrong, because I don't overthink. I go. If I don't know it, move on. Go.
Yeah, that's probably smart, though. Because I overthink a lot.
Yeah, like, you sit I'll there, and then guess. You overthink future questions, and you're fucked.
Yeah, that's probably somewhat of a good tactic. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do remember the SAT and how much those sucked. Like, do you remember the...
Remember the MAP tests in middle school?
Yeah.
MAP testing? What was that?
What I do remember...
Well, I remember they threw us in a computer lab and it's like, hey, 2 hours. Okay.
Oh, that's not how we did it.
No.
How we did it is we had to rotate of whose turn it was on the whiteboard or the smart board.
That wasn't the MAP testing.
And then we had to... Well, I guess this was our practice.
Okay.
But then that's how we got our points for the day is if we guessed it correctly. It was only 1 point.
Participation points need to be expelled.
Well, like if you didn't get it right, you didn't get
that. No, I'm not talking about that situation. I'm talking about in general.
I hated world history. I'm not going to lie.
Is that the only one that I participated in?
No, I'm just saying like my least favorite class in high school was world history. American history was fine. World history.
I don't remember what a bad class in high school was. I also don't remember it.
Oh, you know what? No, sociology was worse.
Dude, my psych class was gas. I minored in psych. That's probably why. But like, yeah. I love that shit.
Well, I actually really liked my psych class too because our...
Having a minor in psychology is the most useless thing in the world.
Well, our professor... It wasn't that at that point. It was a teacher because it was high school. And she was from Minnesota and no one there is from Minnesota because it's at least south enough. And she was somewhat fresh out of school. And so we would always make fun of her for like how she would say bag or bagel or whatever.
Milk, yeah.
Well, she also had this candy shelf. This probably wasn't legal now that I'm thinking about it. Because we could pay a dollar or two to her.
What?
For candy from her candy shelf. I was not good with my money in high school, I'm not going to lie.
Dude, like, she was selling candy in her class?
Yes.
That's gas. Outwardly, that's also like, not legal.
Like everybody, like the superintendent
knew.
You didn't
say her name, did you?
No. Okay. The superintendent knew, and like, yeah.
You get some. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Dude, they're probably making bank off that.
They're not there anymore, but that's because...
They're running some mob shit.
But yeah, that was insane because, well, she was also like fun. Like she made the psych class like actually fun.
I don't
fun.
Need to know anything else.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But no, that was probably honestly my favorite class of that year. And I'm not even in psych, but.
I'm trying to think of my favorite class. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Which.
But yeah, concession stand money. I was also really bad with. Oh, I know
what my favorite class was. What was this college? Does that count?
Yeah.
The fingerprint class I had.
Oh, like forensics?
Yeah. Fingerprinting.
Yeah.
The whole semester, you were just given thousands of fingerprints and handprints, and you just got to identify them.
Were they fake or real?
They're from real people.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, no, they're from previous records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The whole class is the class. Every test, what's the whole class.
That's
phenomenal.
Cool. That's cool. I'd like to do that. I'd also like to do, remember in the live-action Scooby-Doo movie, Monsters Unleashed, where...
Are you talking about the one with the monster in that Monster Island, the Skull Island or whatever, or is that the other one?
The other one. Where it was they went to the old man's house
then
went into the basement and then Daphne used makeup and something to use.
Who acted as her?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Whatever her name is?
No. Yeah.
Or like who in general has ever?
The actress.
I don't know her name. All I know is that Freddie Prinze Jr. and her are married and he was Fred.
Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
With Shaggy?
Matt Lillard, yeah. He's returning for some Shaggy thing, but he's been voicing the character pretty much
he's
ever
a really
since
good
then.
Fucking actor, dude. I wish Scream didn't take over. Kind of stupid, but
well, it's also one of those things of like actors trying to break their first big role. Like Artie, like for example,
he's still trying, he's still swimming.
But like for example, I mean, RDJ kind of is, but
he won an award.
I think his big thing was he wanted to prove to himself that he could do something other than Marvel.
I want to be back to Iron Man.
Well, he's like, now he just kind of seems like, oh, I don't really care if I do or don't. Like if
AKA,
they
give me enough money and I will, is what that basically means.
Yeah. Like if you approach me, then maybe, but that type of deal. I don't know. If I played an iconic character,
would you want to go back?
I guess I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, you'd be lucky. There's no way.
Yeah, maybe not. Because I think
I care too much about movies to go back.
I think it'd be good if I made like one or two.
Mill or movies?
Movies.
Oh, okay.
And then be like, yeah, that was fun. Didn't look like that at all when I filmed it, but
you know how crazy to act and get paid.
I know.
Are you? I know it's hard work, but are you doing
the
anything?
The weird thing to me is the contracts of like they get this base pay and then this percentage of box office, and it's such a huge percentage of box office, like Dune, insanity,
insane. One more thing before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the Dana White UFC 300 interview?
No.
Okay, so UFC 300 is tomorrow.
Okay.
As of recording. And the usual, like, there's a bonus if you win.
Right.
Like a couple thousand.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, it's like 50,000, 50K. And all the fighters were there on the podium today. And they're all like, we should have a better, bigger bonus for UFC 300. And he's like, how much? And they're all yelling, 300,000 winning bonus, which is huge. And all the comments are like, tomorrow's going to be a fucking death match.
Yeah.
Because whoever wins is going to get a 300K bonus. Yeah. That's going to be insane. I'm so hyped.
Yeah. It's actually going to be good then.
Yeah. Because the card's great.
Yeah.
No O'Malley, but the card is super good. Adding a $300,000 bonus
that's
for every
insane.
Win.
Yeah, that's everyone's trying to murder
right
there.
It's going to be murder. It's going to be, it's going to be great.
Permanent damage.
I can't wait to yell at someone to kill another person. Isn't that wild?
It's like the most gladiator thing we still have.
I know. And you bet on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because like, well, also think what always is insane to me.
I wish gladiators were still real. I want to be in the crowd screaming.
But what I think is insane about Octagon and like UFC and stuff like that is how small the actual playing area is and then how big the stadium is.
Yeah.
It's like huge. It's huge.
That's kind of like with comedians too. And not,
yeah. Not the same thing. Like, but
would you pay to go to UFC fight for that far away? There's no way. I got to be by the cage. Same with comedians. I gotta
even
be
then
close.
Though, you're below the surface of the cage.
Isn't there like good viewing point at the fight? Is there a Rogan's?
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Cormier or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to pay
there's some things
tomorrow.
I really want to see live, but I won't see it unless I'm like, I'm at the point like basketball games, NBA games.
Being courtside would be amazing.
If I'm being courtside, that's the only way, which I'll never afford. But I'm not going to go like.
What's your go-to seat in a baseball stadium?
Oh, I don't care. Baseball's different.
Yeah.
I'll go anywhere because the vibe and the beer and the hot dogs and just a good time is worth it.
I don't want to be right on a baseline after the dugout.
You're gonna die at those cages now, but
I don't really care about that. It's just stuff in the way.
Cool. I've been in right field, right above the like the away team's bullpen, like front row.
Okay.
It was a White Sox playoff game.
Okay.
That's when I totaled my car the next morning. Whatever.
Mm.
That was the best seats ever.
Really?
I was from me to Brandon. Brandon was Zach Greinke. I was talking shit to him, and that's a scary man.
Yeah.
We're just because the Astros
banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You suck. And then Zach, my brother, screaming at him. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Those seats were sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because every homer is a chance you can get it.
Right.
And you can see MLB pro pitchers just right there.
Yeah.
And they were throwing
like the guys you've only seen on TV before.
You know, we play baseball, right?
Yeah.
I faced some MLB players
now.
They were throwing. I'm like, I could do this. Like, hit off them?
Yeah.
No way. These guys are disgusting.
No, it's tough. Like, so I don't. My area wasn't as like didn't have as many phenoms as the Chicagoland area, but
Fox Valley. But okay,
whatever. But anyway, yeah. That feeling of like seeing someone you only see on TV and then they're literally walking right in front of you
is really weird.
They actually have some sort of presence.
Yeah,
that's
they have
weird.
Aura.
Yeah, an aura.
A-U-R-A.
Aura. Yep.
Aurora is
Illinois. I had to compare it to Aurora Borealis, like the Northern Lights.
Good track.
Aura.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. That's why I want to see courtside. Seen Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, 7'4", alien, just high.
You know what the coolest thing about courtside, though, is I think is feeling the impact.
You can catch the ball.
Is feeling the impact of them, like, on the court.
Running around.
Yeah.
That's why hockey is sick.
Yeah, because, you're right.
flying around, yeah. dude. Way faster than it is
yeah.
on TV.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. If I saw like LeBron, that'd be kind of surreal.
Mm.
It's a big man.
Yeah, I know.
He's a meme.
Yeah, I know. You are my sunshine. No, he doesn't. He's not.
He's a dad.
He's not chronically online like everybody else is. He's busy doing his own thing.
I'm surprised. Well, one last thing. There's no dark side to him.
No.
Like well, Michael, psycho. There we know. Kobe, psycho. That's what yeah. the greatest.
Yeah.
There's LeBron's like a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. No law trouble, no drugs. Like there's nothing.
Yeah.
Something's off.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a dark side. I don't know what it is.
What is that?
We went this whole time that we're going to end here. Didn't talk about OJ.
Oh, yeah.
You see what he tweeted? Might have been fake.
No.
It's definitely fake.
What?
Okay. Well, I apparently on his Twitter is like, I did that shit.
Oh, and then passed away.
- OJ and then deleted it. And then died. Probably fake. Yeah, but that's kind of some baller shit. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's a send off if it was real.
Did it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's, I see,
like, the glove didn't fit. The first comment was like, have you guys ever thought that maybe he just wore a glove that didn't fit?
Yeah. That's probably true.
Do you know the whole case on that?
Yeah, I know. Well, I know most of it because I know the whole like dead in the driveway or like the initial stabbing was in the driveway.
Investigated that whole thing hard first mm-hmm. school. The way the police did it, they fucked up so many things. Really? They just fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of their fault.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but like if he didn't do it, why
run? He was guilty in civil trial, but federal, he was clean.
Yeah, it's weird. But like, why run if you didn't do it? You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever see his highlights?
Mm-mm.
He was fucking good.
Was he?
Was he? You don't know how good he was running back? Look, after this, look at O.J. Simpson running back highlights.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So good.
Okay.
And it's so funny. He murdered someone, found it. Oh, dude. He was so good. All right, we can get out of here.
Okay.
Peace.